This is Fresh Air. The new documentary Casa Bonita, Mi Amor follows the creators of South Park, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, as they work to save an extravagant Mexican-themed restaurant that they loved growing up in Colorado. Our critic at large, John Power, says that the movie is filled with pleasure and the imaginative delights of Americana.
Maybe because most of us come from somewhere else, Americans just love replicas of foreign places. William Randolph Hearst's faux European castle in San Simeon. Paris, Las Vegas, with its half-size Eiffel Tower and mini Louvre. Or the mock alpine village you find in, of all places, Helen, Georgia. Creating a giddy atmosphere that Umberto Eco dubbed hyper-reality, such crazily ambitious simulacra fill nearly everyone with childish delight. This includes Trey Parker and Matt Stone of South Park and the Book of Mormon fame. Although notorious for their cynical humor, both harbor a profound affection for one of the places they adored as kids, Casa Bonita, a 50,000-square-foot attraction in a Lakewood, Colorado strip mall that has been dubbed the Disneyland of Mexican restaurants. It's an Anglo businessman's fantastical riff on an old Mexican village, one decked out with Old West outlaws, volcanoes, cliff divers, and even a gorilla that runs through caverns studded with stalactites. More than half a century after opening in 1974, complete with TV ads featuring Ricardo Montalban, this once spectacular crowd puller had fallen on such desperate times that it was doomed to close. Then it was bought out of bankruptcy, as is, by Stone and Parker, who vowed to save the beloved Colorado landmark and return it to its former glory. Their battle to do so is the subject of the enjoyable new documentary, Casa Bonita, Mi Amor. Directed by Arthur Bradford and produced by MTV Documentary Films, the movie is a treat, weaving together great archival footage, excerpts from South Park and Elvis's movie, Fun in Acapulco, plus countless scenes of Parker and Stone's amused horror when they hear the latest reason why their labor of love is becoming a money pit. After a zippy capsule history of Casa Bonita, with its Pepto-Bismol pink facade and blue fountain out front, the movie returns to the present to show everything it takes to recreate a Mecca whose true meaning lay in the feelings it once induced. Because the original Casa Bonita was legendary for lousy food, they bring on an executive chef, Dana Rodriguez, who's been nominated for James Beard Awards. She takes Parker to Oaxaca so he can soak up the atmosphere and get inspired. Yet wondrous inspiration bumps into unwondrous reality. Turns out that their new property is a dilapidated death trap in which everything, electricity, plumbing, air conditioning, must be redone. A renovation originally budgeted at $6 million suddenly balloons to a new estimate of $20 million plus. Here, Parker, the keener of the two on the project, talks about its cost and why he wants to go ahead.
Any savvy business person would say, get out now, you know, but I'm not savvy. And it was just like, that's not the point. It's trying to save something. It's trying to restore something and bring it back. And also, it starts from a personal place. I was like, this was my childhood, right? And I want it for my daughter. I want it for her grandkids. I want it for my friend's kids. Matt's always been the money guy in our partnership. I was like, so what are we going to do? And Matt said kind of like, I don't know. I was like, oh, you don't know. So that means there's a chance.
Now, as Casa Bonita, Mi Amor chronicles the high price of nostalgia, it also offers an offhand glimpse at one of pop culture's signature creative teams. It doesn't take long to spot the differences between the two longtime friends. Parker is clearly the dreamy, creative one. Stone the shrewd whetstone on which he sharpens his ideas. What you may find surprising is the secret sentimentality of guys whose comedy takes such pride in finding nothing sacred. Parker, in particular, betrays a sweetness in his romantic attachment to the innocent pleasures of childhood. He's also a perfectionist. We see his artistic process, fussing over and tweaking every creative detail of the project. As their crew desperately races to have everything perfect by opening day, spending even more millions along the way, it becomes clear that Parker and Stone are chasing a ghost, or maybe a paradox. The original Casa Bonita was a 70s inauthentic version of 19th century Mexico. But to capture its magic, this new version can't be the same Casa Bonita that Parker remembers so fondly. Just as Indiana Jones movies had used top-drawer talent to emulate cheap old movie serials, so their restaurant has to meet today's expectations. Tastier food, sharper entertainment. Or visitors won't find it as thrilling as the original. To feel the same, it has to be different. By the time Casa Bonita finally reopens, there is a happy ending. Parker and Stone have done something that could hardly be more quintessentially American. They spent a fortune to make a copy of a Mexican-themed restaurant that's actually better than the original.
John Powers reviewed Casa Bonita, Mi Amor, now playing in select theaters. On tomorrow's show, the real story of Donald Trump's businesses and finances. We talk with New York Times reporter Suzanne Craig and Russ Buettner, authors of the new book, Lucky Loser, How Donald Trump Squandered His Father's Fortune and Created the Illusion of Success, based on 8 years of their investigation into Trump's finances. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Joel Wolfram. And today we welcome our new associate producer, Anna Bauman. Our digital media producers are Molly C.B. Nesper and Sabrina Siewert. Teresa Madden directed today's show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.